From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nate Brown. Republican Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is urging the General Assembly to prohibit local election workers from helping absentee voters correct mistakes, a move that would mean some votes aren't counted. The Kansas City Star reports that the request adds to a growing list of measures advanced by Republicans to alter the state's elections, including restoring a photo ID requirement and making it harder to amend the state constitution through voter-initiated ballot measures. Some similar proposals failed this year, but could be considered again in the 2022 session. Missouri's cannabis industry is taking off, but few women are running those new companies. As St. Louis Public Radio's Corrine Ruff reports, a new nonprofit aims to help more women land leadership positions in the state's cannabis industry.
Katie Thomas and a group of women in the cannabis industry started getting together before the pandemic to think about how they could better support one another. They came up with a nonprofit called We Are Jane, which recently launched. Thomas is the vice president, and she also runs a CBD company called Blue Key. She says the new organization aims to help women in Missouri break into the industry and grow careers, whether that's in medical marijuana, hemp, or patient advocacy.
It is still a newer industry, so there's still, time to help empower women to get in there and not be afraid to go for the chances. And how to have the skills. What are you looking for? What's going to make you successful?
The nonprofit plans to offer a directory of resources and host networking events. I'm Corrine Ruff.
Several miles of westbound traffic on Interstate 70 in suburban St. Louis will close briefly tomorrow as the remains of a Marine killed in Afghanistan are escorted from Lambert Airport to a funeral home. Lance Corporal Jarrett Schmitz was among 13 U.S. service members killed last month in Kabul. Schmitz was from Wentzville, Missouri. Highway Patrol Corporal Dallas Thompson says the westbound lanes will be closed as a procession moves from the airport to Bowie Funeral Home in St. Charles. Intersections will reopen as soon as the procession passes. Thompson said the procession is expected to start around 1 p.m. and take about 20 minutes. People with weakened immune systems are at a much higher risk of developing severe cases of COVID-19. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan reports, new research from Washington University finds coronavirus vaccines can provide some protection for these patients.
When someone has an autoimmune disease, like rheumatoid arthritis, the immune system can go into hyperdrive, attacking the body's own tissues. Medications used to treat these diseases tamp down on the immune system, which can make vaccinations less effective. But new research finds about 90% of immunosuppressed patients vaccinated for the coronavirus produced infection-fighting antibodies. Barnes Jewish Hospital physician Alfred Kim co-authored the study.
Whether you're immunosuppressed or not, the data is quite clear that the vaccinations work.
Kim says immunocompromised patients had weaker immune responses than healthy people, suggesting a third vaccine dose could provide necessary protection. I'm Shayla Farzan.
I'm Nate Brown, KBI News, Columbia.